When Representative Woods switched parties to become an independent, he said, "It appears the party has left me and a lot of other Republicans I know behind." Woods says now, by switching, he may have more clout than before in Madison.
And as an independent, I think I'd be an unknown for a lot of the close issues, which I think puts you in a position in the middle to maybe negotiate a reasonable solution to some of the extremism that goes down there, or to make changes to a bill before it comes up for a vote.
But Republican Don Moga disagrees.
Jeff Wood's going to be completely ineffective down in Madison. He's burnt his bridges.
Moga was a Mason contractor for 27 years. This year, high costs and other factors forced him to shut down the business.
And three of the guys that started with me in 1981 were still with me, and you know, we're 57 years old, and it's a tough business, bricklaying when you're our age.
So Moga jumped into the assembly race at the last minute to make sure Representative Wood had a challenger. He says Republicans are pretty mad at Wood for leaving the party of conservatives vulnerable to a Democratic takeover in the assembly.
The only way possible he could be effective is if there was a split between the Republicans and the Democrats, which means that we would have to lose a couple of votes in the assembly for Jeff to be in that position. And I don't know if Jeff is counting on that, but if he is, then he certainly isn't wishing the Republican Party any goodwill here.
To the contrary, Wood says it's time someone stood up to the party's leaders.
Non-fiscally conservative, but social conservatives and what I kind of call neocon conservatives, anti-civil rights, people that back the things like Real ID and the ridiculous increase in our corrections budgets, and those type of conservatives that have really taken over the Republican Party in Madison at the expense of the taxpayer.
Among other things, Wood would cut the desegregation program in Milwaukee, known as Chapter 220, and he authored legislation to amend the Wisconsin Constitution to control government spending.
But if you're going to say you're in favor of tax cuts, what I told my colleagues in the Republican caucus in the last budget debate is then have the guts to make the spending cuts. If not, you're not acting as a fiscal conservative. You're just giving us rhetoric.
And it's easy to fall prey to rhetoric when you're new. Don Moga is learning about the process of being a lawmaker and the big challenge ahead, how to get the state budget deficit under control.
Somehow we're going to have to whittle that away. And exactly in what areas, I don't know, but there's going to have to be some belt tightening. That's pretty obvious to me.
Meanwhile, some Republicans say it's obvious that Democrats are colluding with Moga's opponent, Jeff Wood. Such accusations are further fueled by events such as the Democratic Party of Chippewa County's recent meeting, where members and Wood got acquainted. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.